We're back again. I'm Melissa.
I'm Claire.
And that was very formal. I felt like we were going. And I've been sober for 9 years now. So we are back again. We've got Claire with us, who is our bail specialist, Tool and Floor. And we've got Liam and Claire's partner in the background, Jay.
Hello.
Who Hello. Are just moral support and...
eating cake.
Eating cake and judging us.
It's a lot of pressure.
So we've actually got Claire here again because we are going through our designers and spotlighting a designer every other week. And Claire is just the veil expert, all things veil. But before we get into veils, I'm going to just do a roundup of what we...
What have we done this week?
Because I was actually supposed to do that last week and got told off for not doing it. So we've had a really like jam-packed couple of weeks, actually, because we did, in the space of 1 week, we had 2 shoots. And then on the same weekend, we've been to East Hall Wedding Showcase. We've obviously got you guys over.
Shoot over at Settle, Falcon Manor.
Yeah, we've been at Falcon Manor for a shoot.
Great. I was on my own.
Liam went solo. And, yeah.
Had pizza.
Yeah, Liam just went for pizza, I'll be totally honest.
Wouldn't it?
I was so fuming all day because he kept taking pictures of all the food he had. And I was like, oh, I'm on a rubbish dinner today. I haven't got any treats. I've had a warm brew all day. So, yeah, we've had a busy couple of weeks, actually. So, have you been busy?
Even. Always busy, I like it that way. I like to be kept busy and kept creative.
I can literally text you at, like, 1 a.m. and Claire's still working on bales.
Still beavering away in the background.
Yeah, you're incredible. Like, you do just look after everybody and make sure bales are out on time. We never have to chase, so. And that makes a good designer for us when we don't have to chase. Everything's in hand and everything always comes to perfection as well. So, this week we're going to show a little selection of the veils that we've got that you've created and are beautiful. But first of all, I want to get your take on kind of trends, whether that's veils, weddings,
bridal trends.
I was going to say any trends at all. Cars, you think they're going to be popular? No, I'm only joking.
God, don't ask me that.
No, I'm teasing. What are you seeing kind of what's popular with veils, which are coming for this year and maybe next year?
It's definitely bows.
But yeah,
for sure. I mean, I know you spoke about it on your last one, but bows for sure. Veil form, trains, anything, belts, and they're one of my favorite things to make anyway. So bows are a definite trend. I've seen a lot of layering.
Okay, so what, in what kind of style?
In dresses.
With optional accessories like kind of overskirts and things like that, shrugs.
So creating that multi-dimensional kind of look. So say you've got your dress that's obviously a sparkle layer underneath, lace over the top, then adding like a 3D floral overskirt. That is a massive trend at the moment. And
it's nice to have the options to like have different looks as well. Yeah. So if you are layering and you can almost remove a layer to have a different evening look and it not being a total completely different dress. It's nice to be able to do that.
Like an extension of your wedding dress, isn't it? You're kind of taking your layers off throughout the day, but still keeping that look throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
What about you? Have you seen any trends that you're really liking at the moment?
Bows, obviously. Because bows are really kind of, they are popular at the moment, but also I do think they are a bit timeless. Like bows in bridal will always be popular because they're just elegant, they're just feminine, they're just nice.
It's the
nice
versatility
touch
as well, isn't it, of a bow, like any size, any style, you know.
I think as well, with bows, they can hide features that you may be like really conscious of, so that's a nice thing. And another thing is pearls.
Yeah.
Like, tell me a girl that isn't obsessing over pearls right now. Like, pearls are just, people just loving the pearls. Yeah. So.
And, but again, it's that timeless classic, isn't it? You know, your pearls are modern, but they're also what, you know, grandparents would wear, and they pass them down, and it's always, that's always going to be on trend, no matter what.
We actually had a bride that didn't purchase a veil because she actually had her great grandma's veil.
Aww.
And it was a pearl veil, and it's just, it just shows how trends do come back around, but also how timeless pearls are.
Exactly.
You're never going to regret a pearl.
No.
Is there a particular length of veil that's really, really popular right now?
Cathedral length's really popular. Yeah, really,
I think popular. People are just going like more dramatic.
Well, yeah, and I think we had to put off weddings for so long that I think everyone's thinking, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Let's go for the dress that I absolutely look amazing in. Let's go for the, you know, extra veil and accessorise. And I think cathedral length is definitely.
And why not? You do it once, go all out and smash it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to run through some, I'm going to pull some samples. I'll let you discuss them. I want to kind of know what your kind of creativity was, the thought process behind creating them. I can't get my words out. I'm starstruck. I've actually got, what do you call those people on TV that, runners, I've got a runner today. So we're starting off with an absolute classic here. So talk us through the Emmy veil.
So I mean, Emmy is just a classic. You know, she's simple. Mm-hmm. She's got no detail on her, but she doesn't need that. She's got the drama of the tulle, the fluidity. I'll let you show that off.
Look at how soft this is.
I love that word, fluidity.
Yeah, favourite word. But I mean, with Emmy as well, so because she's a plain veil, she can be made in any tulle. So this is in the ultra lightweight tulle, which works beautifully with your detailed gowns because you still see all the detail at the back. You're not hiding any of that detail. But equally, if you wanted her in a slightly stiffer tulle, something with a bit more hold to it, you could have her made in that as well. It doesn't have to be in the ultra soft one.
Honestly, it's so gorgeous. We've actually gone for a double tier and cathedral in this, and it's just gorgeous because it is drama without having too much detail, and whatever dress you put on, it just suits it.
Yeah.
And I think I always actually start with the Emmy veil when girls are first trying veils. You might think, what are you doing, Melissa? You've gone from like no veil to absolutely going all out with the longest possible veil, double tier. But it's a really good one to start with because girls always go, oh, I'm not sure about a veil. And then when they have it on and they can actually see it, because you can see the length, you can see the drama, they get the option. Because even with a double tier as well, people may not necessarily want to pull it over the face, but it gives a lovely little waterfall effect. It's very delicate and very beautiful on the back. And it's a great one to start with without putting them off with detail if they're thinking, oh, that's too much with my dress.
So. Yeah, because a veil can be a scary thing. I think a lot of people think your veil's going to be this really, really big.
Yeah.
You know, I forgot what her name is, Presley, that got married. She had the really big, voluminous veil. Yeah. I think everyone thinks it's going to look like that. I can't believe I've forgotten her first name.
Presley?
Yeah.
Lise Marie?
Yes. She had the really big, oversized veil. I think everyone thinks a veil has to be like that, but it doesn't. It can just be an addition to your bridal look.
Yeah.
Just blend nicely.
I think as well, veils have, like some girls kind of feel, especially about a double tier, they've had like a negative light shone on them because of horror movies.
Yeah.
And like when they're putting them over the face, like, oh God, no. But actually, when you've got the right dress on and you've got the right veil on, you see how delicate and how beautiful it is. And it's all about the material as well.
Yeah.
It's not this stiff, horrible material that you see in movies.
No.
And that's the thing, it's just trying it.
Yeah.
You don't know until you've had it on.
Exactly, you've got to be brave and just try it.
Right, runner.
Hello.
Next one.
We've gone the opposite end of the spectrum because now we've gone for a fingertip veil.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a shorter veil. So do you want to talk us through Corellia?
So Coralia, she is just amazing. She's a brilliant seller, isn't she? She does fantastic. So she's got little tiny pearl clusters scattered all over. Everything is hand embellished. That's all hand beaded. I have two different ways of doing the pearls. So these are all hand sewn on, but I also do a technique called floating pearls, which are double sided. So for example, if you have a double tiered veil and you want it on the top tier, when you put the veil over the face, the pearls are double sided. So you're never going to see like the wrong end of a pearl or anything like that. But she was inspired by, when I was a child, I used to draw mermaids all the time. And Coralia is named after a mermaid. So I was inspired to make it because of that. And again, the timeless pearls, you know, it's never going to date, is it, at the end of the day?
Never. I've actually shown you the wrong size. I'm so sorry. I was so focused on like getting it up to the screen that I didn't know what I was showing you. So you'll be able to see the pearls now, hopefully. And they're just really beautifully scattered. It's just gorgeous. It's really kind of like subtle detail. Mm-hmm. It adds a lot, especially when you've got not a lot of detail on your dress. It just adds that detail that's really subtle. You don't have to go crazy with it, but it just brings an elevated elegance to your look. Pearl veil. This, I love the fingertip one as well, I must admit. It's like everyone's favourite is the little kind of cute pearl veil. Right. Now, this is a Feathers and Florence favourite.
Yes.
I think actually when we first met, but actually before you met, we said I had the Monroe dress from Stephanie Allen. And you got all giddy. You was like, I've got the exact lace. and you was like, we'll make you a matching veil. And my expectations were high, but when it came, oh my goodness, it's just insane. Like, it's so beautiful. Every bride loves it. It's just the detail, the delicate petals just falling off the side. So talk us through Monroe. We love it. I will show you the right side.
Can you manage? So to me, I think our meeting was meant to be because of Monroe.
Yeah.
I did have it sort of as an idea in the pipeline anyway, because I'd ordered the lace ready. And then when you showed me the Stephanie Allen dress, I was like, oh, it has to be for you guys.
Yeah.
I kind of tweaked it to work with the dress. So I wanted the lace to start from more of a fingertip height rather than being up around the face. You can have it brought up to the top of the comb and worn around the face as more of a mantilla style veil. But sometimes it can look a little bit much. So on the hanger, I think it's easier to have it starting from fingertip because it's a nice place for the lace to start from. It's not taken away from the dress. It's just going to sort of delicately work well with it.
Oh, it's gorgeous, honestly. And it's the fact that you've got the detail. It's not, it's so, like you said earlier, it's the fluidity of the petals. You know, just as beautiful. Honestly, we love it.
We do.
I actually have no words. Yeah. And neither do the brides every time they put it on. This is a veil as well that when we put it on, I suggest it and brides go, oh, I'm not sure. And then they put it on and they're like, oh, the detail. And mothers of the brides always love it. It's one that gets them teary every time because it just completes a look. And it can bring so much as well to like a crepe wedding dress.
Yes.
It just looks insane. But with the Monroe dress as well, it is just absolutely gorgeous. So it is a favourite in our studio because it's beautiful. Another thing to kind of mention is you'll notice the combs on the bottom. Talk us through the options with the combs as well, if you don't mind.
So combs, you can either have, I think you've got a variation of them, haven't
we
you?
Do,
you
yeah.
can either have silver, gold, rose gold. You can have black. And you can have plastic if you do want to, but I tend to find the metal combs stay in the hair better. Hairdressers tend to prefer the metal combs.
Yeah.
If you're wanting to go a little bit wider with the veil and have a fuller gather at the top, we can do extra wide combs as well. So, and then you've got the option of the double comb as well. I know you don't have those in.
Yeah.
But it's the drape veil that I was talking about on the previous video. So it's a double comb at either side, veil attaches, and then the tulle drapes in the middle, like an ethereal kind of look.
Beautiful. Every veil is beautiful. Right, Now is the hard part, I'm afraid. We're doing some quick fire questions, if you're happy with that. So we're going to learn a little bit more about Claire. Hopefully, no swearing, should I say. You can swear if you want.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I swear all the time.
When I panic.
This is a good one to start with.
We'll go one minute, starting now.
Would you rather travel to the past or the future?
Future.
Do you own your own home?
Yes.
What is your favourite thing to do in the summertime?
Oh, gosh. Not sunbathe.
Really? Why?
I hate sunbathing. I get bored. So probably just drink shandies in the shade.
Girl after my own heart. And what would you like to accomplish in the coming year?
I can't even quick fire that one. That's hard. Just keep building. I definitely want to create more overskirts and move into potentially dresses, all being well. I've got something in the pipeline that I'm going to be working on.
Oh my gosh, more needs to be said about that, but off camera.
Yeah.
So that I can giddy squeal and you're not all like, Melissa, that mic's too close. Have you ever gone viral online?
No.
Oh, that can be the
plan for the future.
Accomplishment. How would you like strangers to remember you?
Oh, as a very friendly, bubbly individual.
Oh, definitely. I can tell you they will remember you for that.
Not a weirdo.
Would your 12-year-old self think you're cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're cool as.
I was a bit of an emo back then, so I think I've kind of...
Oh my God, the first picture I ever saw of Claire on Instagram, when I was like going through kind of suppliers, I went to Liam and I was like, she makes bales, she does this, she does that. And look at her, she is cool. Like, look at those boots she's wearing with that skirt. Like, I could not pull that off. And I was like, she's just cool. So, one last question. Can't pronounce that word, so I'm going to skip that one. What do you think the key is to living a good life?
Oh, lots of food.
Eating. I mean, it is something you need to keep alive.
It's what our relationship is built on, is food. Just being happy, putting your happiness first, and always feeling driven to work towards something that you enjoy, I think.
I love that. That is perfect. Yeah. That is really perfect.
That's a hard one to do.
I wish we could have you on the vlogs every single week.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Liam. No. Like, honestly, this has been so, so nice. I've loved it.
I'm here for the evening.
I know, Claire is here for the evening, but can he not be here for life?
Yeah, I'll move in. You'll just find me in the hide sleeping under the dresses.
There's a flat next door. Yeah, let's get it sorted. It's been so nice. Thank you so much for coming on the vlogs with us. Again, if anybody's got questions, you can drop them in the comments or message us directly, because whilst Claire might not be here every week on the vlogs, Claire's always available for us. It's great. We've got this specialist at our fingertips all the time. So please drop us any questions that you've got.
What should people do if they like this content?
Ring the bell.
Subscribe. Like. Tell your neighbours.
Comment.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs it up.
And put kettle on because I'm freezing. Bye.